This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. In today's interview, we are speaking with Mary Ellen and Brent Reeder, co-founders of the company that designed and sells the YARLAP, an FDA-cleared device to tone and re-educate the muscles of a woman's pelvic floor. In the simplest terms, the YARLAP is like a super-duper Kegel machine for pelvic floor muscle tone, which is integral to a woman's overall well-being, including bladder control, posture, and sexual response. Brent and Mary Ellen, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And you're both more than welcome. Our pleasure. So to kick things off, Mary Ellen, if you would, what is your backstory? Let's start there.
Absolutely. So my father designs medical equipment, including YARLAP and similar devices that are actually used in the national healthcare systems of Europe and Great Britain. He's also an author and referee for medical and scientific peer-reviewed journals. And his work on the importance of the pelvic floor muscle tone and how women can do something about proving it has actually been published in a peer-reviewed journal.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen is actually YARLAP's operation manager. She keeps us steered in the right direction. And in fact, when people meet Mary Ellen and myself, oftentimes they comment that it seems like we're the team of Monk, the detective. I'm Monk and she's the Sharona. She keeps everything in place. And how we arrived, well, what our backstory is several years ago, I learned how weakened pelvic floors wrought havoc on a woman's life. Incontinence alone is actually a surprisingly large problem affecting about 40 million American women. And it's not just older women. It's also young mothers and collegiate athletes. So they also have a high incidence of depression, too, with incontinence. And a senior executive at a meeting for medical devices once asked me if there was a non-surgical, non-narcotic solution to her incontinence. And she was telling me that her life was controlled by hourly trips to the toilet. She scheduled business meetings to last no more than 50 minutes, and she would leave right at the 50-minute mark with no time for casual conversation. Her colleagues thought that she was avoiding him, and she knew this was affecting her career. And it really made her heartbroken. And we were able to help her career, help her feelings, and get her freedom with the YARLAP.
Shifting gears a little here, if you would share the funniest or most interesting story that happened to you since you started your company.
I think the one that pops into mind is that although the YARLAP is FDA cleared to treat incontinence, we have a lot of customers who come back to us and they're really enthusiastic about the effect on their sexual performance. So we have some customers who like call us in and they'll always start out with, so this might be too much information, but I think the one that always sticks out in my mind is we had an 80-year-old call us to report that she had the ability to not only gain pelvic floor muscle control, but she also said, oh my gosh, it's so nice to be orgasmic again. And I think that was just something that really sticks out in my mind. And it's also probably like one of the greatest stories about the YARLAP that we have to share.
Yeah, I'd say her enthusiasm is really wonderful. We get a lot of calls like that where they start out saying that they've had their incontinence treated, but then get on to other issues of well-being. In fact, we refer them to an article that I wrote that states that women's pelvic floor is really connected to her well-being. It's entitled The Role of the Pelvic Floor Muscles in Female Orgasmic Response. And in this vein, we help customers with their well-being. And we actually get some very interesting reports of back pain and knee joint pain decreasing after using the YARLAP, even after a short period of time.
And also, I think a lot of people ask if it's awkward talking about such personal issues with my dad. And my answer is always no, it's really not, because you want information from the best possible source, and that best possible source just happens to be my dad. And so it's all about empowerment and getting the facts from the best source. So it's actually really fun to talk to him about this kind of stuff.
And that's what it is. Good stuff there. And thanks for sharing not only the backstory, but some of the funniest and most interesting events that's happened to you since starting the company. Now, taking that further, tell us exactly what your company does do.
So we actually empower women with knowledge to know that they can treat not only the symptoms, you know, like diapers and drugs and surgery, but they can actually treat the root of the problem with the YARLAP of bladder leaks. Because naturally during exercise, your brain sends an electrical signal to your muscle telling them when to contract and when to relax. But most women who try to tone their pelvic floor muscles with Kegels find it actually really difficult to perform them correctly. So then they turn to the YARLAP to strengthen their pelvic floor, using it as little as 20 minutes a day, and it sends the electrical signal to the pelvic floor muscles. We have three programs to strengthen and three to massage, and the comfort level is completely controlled by the user with auto-Kegel technology so that we can do it safely and effectively and discreetly to treat your incontinence.
Excellent. Today we're speaking with both Mary Ellen and Brent Reeder, co-founders of the company that designed and sells the YARLAP, an FDA-cleared device to tone and re-educate the muscles of a woman's pelvic floor, here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, how have you used your success to bring goodness to the world so far?
Improved pelvic floor muscle control and tone, and understanding its importance, empowers women to really give them a sense of well-being of that they can feel, including bladder control, posture, and sexual response. The muscles of the pelvic floor actually help hold in position and help direct the weight of the body in a muscle skeletal arc from the spine to the heel. So if the muscles of the pelvic floor weaken, the organs shift, which places pressure on the bladder and results in what is commonly known as stress incontinence, which is like leaking when you laugh, cough, or sneeze. In addition, we believe weak pelvic floor muscles cause the normal downward weight of the body to push out of line, straining the back muscles and putting an uneven load on the thighs and the knees. It's regardless of age or weight, and the pain may reduce mobility, and atrophied muscles can contract spasmodically, causing urge incontinence or overactive bladder. And atrophied pelvic floor muscles can also lead to a lot of muscle control, both being regained using the YARLAP.
And what are the five things women and men should know about female pelvic floor muscle tone and why?
Absolutely. I think Dad and I can just switch on and off between the next five. I think that number one, Dr. Kegel observed that sexual feeling within the vagina is closely related to muscle tone, and it can be improved through muscle education, resistive exercise. It's a skill that can be practiced, but a lot of women, like over 50% who try to tone their pelvic floor muscles with Kegels, actually find it really difficult to determine if their pelvic muscles, pelvic floor muscles are being exercised. So we take the guesswork out of that, but you know, it's all about exercise and practice.
As with any exercise, the exercise is only as good as the protocol, and muscle re-education is clinically proven to be achieved most effectively with neuromuscular electrostimulation, which is basically electrical stimulation. It educates the muscles with maximum efficiency, improves motor control, increases the muscle's range of motion, which is really great, and prevents disuse atrophy. Indeed, this is why NMES devices or muscle stim devices are complementary to biofeedback devices, which are not really competitive, but they're complementary. Simply, NMES devices or muscle stimulation devices tone the woman's pelvic floor effortlessly with programs to build strength and also massage for relaxation. And women with even severe pelvic floor muscle atrophy can regain muscle control in as little as 20 minutes a day.
I think number three would be that pelvic floor muscle strain is not a consequence of aging, like it's commonly believed. 40% of women who actually have vaginal births and 25% of C-section births will experience some form of urinary incontinence. And women with urinary incontinence actually have a higher incidence of depression than women without incontinence. Of course, leaking is not age or size specific. A lot of it has to do with repetitive motion, like jumping, landing, or bouncing, and that strains the pelvic floor muscles. Somewhere between 40 and 50% of elite female athletes will actually experience incontinence, And studies suggest that incontinent athletes will discontinue the activity because of incontinence, or they'll modify their performance to limit some leaks. So it's not just a consequence of aging like a lot of people believe it is.
Indeed, yeah. Orgasmic contractions can produce such intense pleasure that they may be compared to a spiritual-like experience. The YARLAP, which is an FDA-cleared device to tone and re-educate the muscles of the woman's pelvic floor, we will get many calls from customers who are very enthusiastic about its overall effect on their pelvic floor muscle performance.
And then to kick it off with number five, on a happy note, gaining your pelvic floor muscle control is never too late. We get a lot of customers calling us asking if they're too old to figure it out, or if it's too late for them. And the answer is always no. You can, like the woman who was in her 80s to call us and tell us that she regained the ability to control her pelvic floor muscles. It's never too late. You can always do it. And we really, really, really hope that all women understand that it's never too late to gain control of your pelvic floor muscles.
Well, this is certainly tremendous, and we can't thank you both enough for what you're doing in the healthcare space through YARLAP. Where can listeners get all the details on YARLAP, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Absolutely. So if you would like to check us out for further information at YARLAP.com, YARLAP.com, we're also available on Amazon as well. If you want to connect with us on social media, you can find us at YARLAP OTC. And we're $2.99, but we're offering eHealth Radio $25 off discount. Obviously, we give everybody free shipping. Yay! If you put in the promo code eHealth at the checkout, you get $25 off courtesy of Eric. So come check us out.
And we certainly do appreciate that kind gesture. Much appreciated. Again, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're both more than welcome. We have been speaking with both Mary Ellen and Brent Reeder, co-founders of the company that designed and sells the YARLAP, an FDA-cleared device to tone and re-educate the muscles of a woman's pelvic floor. And for all the details, visit YARLAP.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.